This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
And I don't wish anyone ill, but it happened at a good time.
Speaker Gingrich is back, and I should add that since then Strickland has said that was an insensitive remark, and I apologize.
Well, that was nice of him. But he said it to an entire labor audience, and you could hear people laughing about Scalia's death. It's just unfortunate. I mean, it's, again, how partisan we've become, how polarized we've become, that Strickland could even think of that.
Well, I went into his Twitter account, and this was what troubled me, is that in reference to Trump's comment about the Second Amendment, this is what he tweeted. This is beyond any decency. Trump just suggested someone should shoot Hillary Clinton. Absolutely disgusting. So he finds that absolutely disgusting, but he finds at the death of someone else as
funny.
But this is also
a good illustration. There is nothing in what Donald Trump said that suggests shooting Hillary Clinton. What he just said, and you've seen Democrats all over the country do this, they take a Trump statement, then they leap out to here, then they condemn this thing out here, which was not in Trump's statement.
Well, this is what Secretary Clinton said in part today. She said, "Let me say something that I think is critical difference between my opponent and myself. Words matter, my friends." So I'm interested to see what she says about the words of the Senate candidate Strickland in a key swing state that could shift the power in the Senate.
You were very good at keeping people calm and reasonable on this show, so I'm going to try to respond in a calm and reasonable way. For a candidate who is a liar, who lies about lying, who as recently as this morning had emails revealed indicating that they were selling the Secretary of State's offices in order to raise money, for her to say words matter is bizarre. I mean, she's done nothing all year except lie. How could she possibly think words matter if she doesn't use any words that are honest?
Can I just say one thing? Everybody hates lawyers, but lawyers, I mean, we don't hold a candle to this kind of stuff. We're saying things about each other both ways.
And
they always get caught. All the politicians get caught because we have cameras, we have tweets, we got everything.
Right, that's crazy.
Well, you know, and that's the deal. Is it any wonder, Scott, the voter politic is so brain bruised out of this? This is kind of like, you know, there's so many lies out there. So, you know, what do you believe? I mean, it's like this deal that keeps coming up every once in a while. And interesting, the person that brings it up is the president himself. I mean, every once in a while he brings up this deal about his birth certificate. I'm going, why are you bringing it up? You know, nobody is saying anything about it. It's kind of like old news, but you bring it up to invalidate, you know, the person and their position in politics, because supposedly, you know, it's a fait accompli. You know, people have accepted it. I think they're just fed up with arguing about it anymore. But I go back and say, you know, who gave us the birth certificate? Did Mitt Romney give us the birth certificate? You know, was it Newt Gingrich who gave us the birth certificate? Or Donald Trump, did he give us? No, it was you. You gave us this birth certificate, and it's funky. You know, I was going to say that I've been biting my tongue about this because my grandson actually has a birth certificate from Oahu, Hawaii. It's a real birth certificate, you know. And my thought was maybe it's something the president would love to have. A real birth certificate from Oahu, Hawaii. But he's the one that presented it. And so we're messed up and something's wrong with us because there's a question about it. But yet he's given place and, you know, and position and everybody else, you know, we're all knuckleheads because, I guess words matter only when they say words matter. And the things that they present, if they say, well, you know, we choose that it doesn't matter, then I guess we're supposed to alter our universe and our delusion, I guess, in order to go along with it. Well, thank you very much, mainstream media. You've done a great job in making things easy for all of us as the confusion reigns. over this 2016 election. But what do you expect? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be a grassroots movement, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess to begin with. You know, we really are aching for somebody who has a clear vision of what this country is all about and where we're going, and that's what needs to be the focus. You know, we keep getting distracted with all these different stories and different scenarios that aren't making sense, and we get bogged down, and you know, we're wasting a lot of money and resources. And is it any wonder we're at $19 trillion and counting in terms of our debt level? Our national security is compromised. Families are in disarray. It is a mess all over. Our national security is compromised, and let's not even talk about immigration right now, okay? But we will talk gas prices. It's the season, and I know you have lots of questions about gas. You know, we're starting to see the numbers changing a little bit, and they've recently spiked. And forecasters project that you have seen nothing yet. With us right now is Greg Cocera. Greg is an engineer and environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in the natural gas and oil industry. Currently a professional speaker on leadership and energy. He has extensive experience in leadership roles for youth groups and corporate settings. Greg, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Good to be back with you. Time flies when you're having fun.
I'm sorry?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly. Well, in our business, there's that's the one thing we can anticipate. You know, the hits, as we used to say in my rock and roll days, just keep on coming. And here we are. I mean, we got through the summer blend. Now we got winter blend issues. I mean, it's like any time there can be a disruption in the flow of fuel, that's a great opportunity that, it seems like the fuel companies are not going to not to miss. And there is, some obvious reality to that. But still, most people just go, I don't understand it. All I know is I go to the pump, I've got my credit card, and I pay the price, whatever it is.
There's a lot of truth to that, because there's some things we don't have control over. But as Americans, what's really cool today, Bill, is it used to be we had to deal with OPEC. And now it's us. And I don't know if your listeners remember, but when I was on, I think it was back in March, one of the things we talked about was they were talking about prices going up. And I've seen right here where I live, here in the East, We've lost 30 cents a gallon. I couldn't believe it. I paid $1.92. But what's happened is exactly what I talked about is we've still got a lot of these wells that have been drilled. They're really great wells. They're behind pipe. They haven't been fracked yet. And when oil hit $50, all of a sudden, drilling rigs moved out and people started fracking those wells. And immediately we put that oil into the market and drove the price down. So we have the beauty of what we have today. Tough on the oil and gas industry, but there's a lot of great wells out there, and you don't have to frack very many of them to change what our pricing is.
Well, Greg, as you and I talked back in March, I mean, for the first time in our history, and since we know, we truly have had an opportunity to become you know, energy independence, something that politicians have been saying that, well, that was the goal, you know, middle, you know, peace for the Middle East and energy independence for the United States. We have it, but yet we have a president and a party that's doing everything they can to put the stick in the spokes of energy freedom.
It's so absolutely frustrating because it really isn't. I was just reading a piece that was actually came out in March, but my wife found it the other day at National Geographic. Putin has a huge gas field. It's north of the Arctic Circle, so it's in the Arctic and it's so expensive to put those fields on. And what concerns me is, you know, I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists, but you got to wonder about this. For that field to be successful, he needs $80 oil prices. Now, there's no way in the world he's going to see $80 oil as long as we have the freedom to do what we're doing. But again, if you regulate the oil and gas industry out of business, then that field becomes profitable. And the sad part is, at that point, you and I and your listeners pay a whole lot more for gasoline.
Well, and you know what people are confused over, Greg, is that we have a president who looks straight in the camera and says he's the champion of the middle class and poor America, but yet his, you know, he says that on one hand, but don't look at the other hand, because the other hand, then he's instituting policies that do not support his words, which Hillary Clinton said recently, that words do matter. I guess they only matter when it's convenient.
You know, you are absolutely spot on, because the biggest raise the middle class has seen, and as a small independent business person, I mean, I got to admit, when gasoline's $1.92 a gallon, I'm loving it, man, compared to $4. So, and I don't know, either A, he doesn't get it, or maybe he thinks that the American people are fools and don't really understand that, you know, those policies that they're in place. And here's what I really don't get, Bill, is we've got this massive amount of energy right now. I mean, literally, we got more energy than anybody on the planet, whether it's coal or natural gas or oil. And why you would even think about leaving that in the ground? And I mean, there's nothing wrong with renewables, but I was in Phoenix a couple weeks ago. The only place I saw any renewables were when we flew over the university, or when we flew over Arizona State. I'm thinking, all these warehouses, all these big flat roofs. The sun shines a lot in Phoenix. I'm thinking, where are the solar panels? If it's not going to work there, where is it going to work at?
Well, there is a problem with renewables. The problem is, it's not affordable. I mean, that's what we're finding out. I mean, it's like, I keep saying, we're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. Sancho Pancho's behind us. I mean, he's rolling along. We've got our mask on and our make-believe sword, and we're out there fighting these windmills, and I'm going, I mean, when does somebody say, hey, I think the king is not wearing any clothes here?
I love your analogy, but it's absolutely perfect. And, you know, I had a discussion with a priest. I was at a seminar a while back, and I said, Father, I said, that solar panel on the church roof, I said, I think that's immoral. And he was like, what? What are you talking about? I said, look, I said, and there's a MIT report that came out that they did in the spring. And it's MIT, so, you know, it's not in some industry thing. And they're talking about, to make those windmills and solar panels, you need a lot of rare earth, and over 90% of that's coming from China. Well, the process that they're using over there is pretty nasty. It's polluting the air, polluting the water, polluting the soil, and it's creating radioactive lakes in China. It's in that report. You don't have to listen to me. They can look at that online. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. We're creating radioactive lakes in China that are killing Chinese people, so that we can look at our church roof and feel good about ourselves? I don't
exactly.
get it. I don't get it.
Right. So did you tell him to say 10 Hail Marys and, you know, give him, you know, his penance and set him on his way, or what?
He was speechless.
You see, but this is the deal. You see, this is the kind of stuff, all these unintended consequences that we get ourselves into, all under the guise of, you know, we're saving Mother Earth. Really? I mean, like, God didn't figure out that there were certain immutable laws if they're in play, and we honor those immutable laws, all go well, but, you know, man being who they are, they want to be their own god. They come up with this new religion, and here we are, you know, chasing down the gods of climate change and all this money that we're wasting. And, oh, yeah, by the way, what about the poor people of America, the very people that we're trying to help? We're telling them the thing that they can afford. I mean, you're coming in saying, hey, I got great news. We're down to $1.90 for a gallon of gasoline, and you've got you know, President Obama and his minions going, you know, hey, it should be like $8, you know, a dollar, you know, they're not paying enough, you know. So is it any wonder, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we're pursuing the truth, and Greg Kosera is helping us out. And we got more from Greg on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
On August 19th,
my family, they deserve justice.
What is your name?
Ben-Hur.
Best-selling author Rip Warren declares, Ben-Hur has it all. Heart-stopping action. It's an emotional roller coaster.
You cannot fight them in the streets. There is a way.
Joel Osteen, senior pastor of Lakewood Church, raves, it's spectacular, compelling, and stunning.
Win the race. Win our freedom.
You should have killed me. I will.
Stand and fight, brother!
Ben-Hur, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D 3D and IMAX 3D, August 19th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You need a follow, your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace, you know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. You need a follow, just light the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me, it's more than I can see. So lead me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Here I am. fresh every day just for you, America, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And then, of course, if you're in Hawaii like we are right now, we're talking about 3 to 6 in the morning. Yes, it's early here in the Hawaiian Islands, but hey, it's Hawaii. What can I say? And we're celebrating the birth of my new grandson, my ninth grandchild, my daughter's first. And we're just so excited and so blessed. I mean, he's an absolute miracle. Jackson William Phelps came about at 2:47 yesterday afternoon, and that would be Hawaiian time. Our conversation with Greg Kozera continues. Greg is an engineer and environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in the natural gas and oil industry. He also is a leadership guru. And, you know, and Greg, you know, when you think about where this country is right now, overall, there is such a vacancy of leadership, and we are paying a huge price for that today, aren't we?
Oh, it is huge. And, you know, when I look at leadership, there's two things I really look at. A, not what someone says, what they do, particularly politicians. They can say anything, will say anything. I want to look at what they're doing. What have they done in their private life? What have they done? I mean, are they walking the talk? When someone says that fracking and fossil fuels are bad, and they get onto a private jet that's built with petrochemicals and fueled with petroleum, that's telling me what you really mean is it's bad for us, but not for you. And the other thing that's really important is integrity. Can you trust someone? When whether it's the president or one of our other local elected officials, when they stand in front of us, Bill, can we trust what they're saying, or is it fallacy?
Yeah. Well, you know, words do matter, and again, in terms of integrity, heretofore, integrity seemed to count. You know, right now, the way the media, and I know we put a lot of blame on some of the culture points that we're dealing with in this country on the media, but they're the ones that are supposed to report on this. But they're all in because, you know, as I keep saying, they're influenced, Greg, by the reindeer games and the cocktail parties of the D.C. Beltway and other areas of influence that they want to be part and parcel of. But what they're doing is they're selling their very souls out, and they're complicit in this whole deal. And, you know, I find it quite hypocritical that they'll want to attack Donald Trump because his ties aren't made in, they aren't made in America. But yet you have, whether it's celebrities or political leaders, you know, to your point, that talk about, you know, all this, you know, the global warming and, you know, we've got to take care of Mother Earth and be so sensitive and about our carbon footprint. But yet they jump in their planes and they're not about to pay that extra price for fuel or whatever it is that somehow, you know, gives them some sort of cover. Nope. No. Hey, they're going to do it. They're going to do it on the cheap if, you know, just because that's available and that's the smart thing to do. But yet they, you know, they go off and preach this other religion that is an absolute contradiction to the very words they're speaking.
And I think that's, you know, it's interesting. I'm a part-time college professor, and course, I teach a leadership course, and they have all, you know, in any university or school, there's learning objectives. And can you believe it? When I start my class on Monday, the first chapter is integrity. And I'm thinking, you know, when I was in school, nobody taught integrity. That was what we learned from our dad at home. He said, look, if you make a mistake, tell me. And you may get punished for it, but if you lie about it, it's going to get twice as bad. We learned that at home. I got to teach it in college.
Yeah. Well, and the shame of it is that people, what they're failing to realize, and you can go and cite anecdotally, I mean, there's enough facts out there, Greg, you know, for a classroom to say, let's talk about the breakdown. If we talk about, you know, the housing bubble, we talk about anything that's been a problem with the American culture today, you can go back to the foundation, and the foundation speaks of integrity. If the foundation is compromised, it is not going to hold. And this is what's happening. This has been part and parcel of our culture, but yet, unfortunately, we have a party and a political interest group that would want us to think that integrity doesn't count. And every time we avoid, you know, that critical issue, that foundational issue, we end up paying a big price for it. And last time I checked, with a country being $19 trillion in debt, I don't know how much money we have left over to continue to pay for this kind of insanity.
It's so critical because, you know, the whole trust thing, I mean, you know, we deal with it with our kids that we know that, yeah, you tell them they're supposed to be home at midnight. If it doesn't happen, they probably don't get the car the next week. So we'll deal with our kids that way, but why don't we deal with our elected officials that way? If you lie to Congress, why would you vote for that person for president? It makes no sense at all.
Well, or you lie to Congress, so now we're going to let you retire, and the people are going to pay for your retirement.
Exactly. What a deal.
I mean, you know, come on. Anyway, we could spend an entire show on that, Greg, but, you know, because I am like you. I'm so passionate about this. I mean, if America is going to get back on track, we need to get our integrity back in order. I mean, this is the problem that we have. Fundamentally, we have we've morally bankrupted ourselves, and that is really going to take something. I don't know, something rather profound in this country for people to wake up and go, wow, we're missing the mark, and we're paying a big price. And the thing is that it's not only this generation, but I think, you know, I've got a brand new grandson. What kind of America is he going to see in 20 years? What kind of opportunity when you got kids right now, you know, speaking of college, coming out of college, spending all this money and being told, hey, look, you need to go to college because you're going to have this grand opportunity. You come out and you go, what happened? You know, there's no opportunity. I just spent $250,000. I got this great degree and I'm flipping burgers over here. And I got a president saying, hey, the economy is doing great, and we've had all these new jobs created and everything else, and, you know, we only have, 5% unemployment rate that needs to be quoted with an asterisk, because everybody knows that 5% is totally bogus. But what I'm concerned about is that in history down the road, Greg, people are going to look back and go, hey, you know, what was wrong with these people? You know, they're at 5% unemployment. How could they be so ineffective? What was the true story? But without an asterisk, they're not going to understand that really the unemployment is double digit. It's not single digit like what's being reported.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the things as a corporate manager, one thing I could, even if it was bad, I told my folks, I said, look, I just need to know the truth. If there's a mistake, we can fix it, but I got to make, for
exactly.
all, make good decisions, even as voters, we got to deal with truth. We got to deal with facts, because if you're not, you're kidding yourself. And that's, when it comes to energy, I think that's one of the challenges is, you know, people have got, they're busy. They don't have time to think about this stuff. And if we're making decisions based on fallacy, which we all, with a lot of these renewables, that's where we're going. I mean,
right.
You know, in Haiti, they got, their carbon footprint is really low from fuel because they use wood and animal manure. Now, they also only have 24% of their people have sanitation, which is, I don't know about you, but that's not much of a trade-off for me. I'd rather have electricity and natural gas and a sewage treatment plant. But on the other side of the island, where the Dominican Republic is, years ago, they made a switch to petroleum products, oil, propane, for their heating and cooking. And guess what? Their forests are still there. They've over 80% of that side of the island has sanitation. They're using fossil fuels. What a difference.
Yeah. Well, Greg, but you're messing people's minds up because you're using empirical evidence, you know, and you know, facts really don't matter. They just get in the way of all this other stuff because, you know, it doesn't rhyme with my political agenda. And you talk about Haiti, and let's talk about the Clinton Foundation and all that stuff. Talk about pretzel logic that we're still trying to untwist ourselves, you know, from under. But the conversation will continue. Greg Kozera, engineer, environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in natural gas and oil industry, has been with us. Greg, great stuff, good insight. Appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, The healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? I just gotta know how far.
Tell you, with the arrival of our new grandson, we have a closer sense of heaven as a result of it. I mean, what a miracle. Jackson William Phelps, born yesterday afternoon at 2:47 Hawaiian time. We're all excited. The little guy came out great. All the toes, the noses, area, you know, all the good stuff that you look for. I had a little bit of excitement, you know, for those of you that are aware. He was diagnosed early with a hole in his heart, by all indications, an absolute miracle. Just came out and looks great. Mom and my daughter and grandson are doing great, and the family unit is just celebrating. And, you know, we're thanking God for a great delivery and an absolute miracle. It never ceases to fail me. I mean, the whole birthing process is such a miracle. I don't know how you come away from that and not appreciate and have your eyes open that there is a divine God. There is intelligent design for all this. It's absolutely fantastic. And speaking to that point, I'm reminded of Ray Comfort, you know, that we spoke with earlier this week about his new movie. Make sure you go and check this out. It is absolutely incredible, the Atheist movie. It's just, you know, going viral. So he's done a great job in presenting the case in typical Ray Comfort file. Well, Michelle Seiler-Tucker is with us. She continues to have an amazing entrepreneurial career. To date, she's owned and operated several successful businesses, In addition, Michelle's a founding partner of Capital Business Consultants franchise, founder president of the Capital Business Solutions, Better Business Brokers, the Business Doctors, and Advanced Medical Rehab. Michelle, you're just not busy enough. You know, I think you're really kind of, you know, sloughing off here. What's going on? You know, are you getting tired here?
What's
happening?
No, I'm not getting tired at all. I'm just getting started. And I'm just getting started. We're looking at acquiring probably 3 more businesses, and at any given time, I will own anywhere between 7 to 25 companies, and we build to sell. So most businesses are not sellable for the price tag the owner needs, so what we'll do is we'll come in, we'll partner with the owner, and we'll build it to a multi-million-dollar company, and then we'll sell it to one of our existing 15,000 buyers.
Yeah, why not?
Let's
show this. Michelle, I'm getting a little bit of feedback or some, slapback here. I don't know if we're on a speakerphone or what, but it's, if we can pick up the phone, that'd be awesome. Are we connected now better? Oh, she just signed. Okay. Had a little technical difficulty. That happens from time to time. And Michelle has such a great story here. Hopefully she knew I was just kidding her. She is so successful. She is a woman on a mission that has just had incredible success, and rightfully so, because she's earned it. She's worked hard, and you can check out her website while we're trying to reconnect with her, MichelleTuckerInternational.com. MichelleTuckerInternational.com. Hey, Michelle, I was just telling our audience, I hope you understood. I was just kind of teasing you a little bit because you've had such a successful career, and deservedly so. You've earned it. You've worked hard.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I want to talk about your article that was on your website, MichelleTuckerInternational.com, about Walmart taking on Amazon. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
Yeah, so, you know, Walmart is pretty smart, because Walmart sees the writing on the wall, and they see that most consumers now are going online to purchase practically anything now that you can get online. And Walmart saw the writing on the wall, unlike Blockbuster did. And if Blockbuster, you know, would have taken action, they would still be alive today. But Walmart decided to partner or purchase, actually, Jet.com for, gosh, what was it, $3.5 billion. And because they know they're building a whole online presence, and they want to go after Amazon, and they want that online business.
Exactly.
Which is very smart on their behalf.
Well, it goes to, you know, the whole axiom, Michelle, and you and I have talked about this before, about what you're in business for. I mean, you think about Underwood Typewriters. They thought that they were in the typewriting business, not word processing, and they missed that evolutionary development. Whereas with Walmart, they're seeing, hey, look, we're into distributing product and getting in the hands of consumers. And now the channels to do that have opened up so dramatically. Why not? And you're probably, right as always in saying that even if Walmart would have made a move sooner, it would have probably cost them a lot less than $3.3 billion. But that's, that's the ante in today's 21st century market, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, I always tell my clients, you need to diversify. You need to be ahead of the market. You need to know what the market needs and is going to want before they actually know what they want. And you need to go after it. And you need to constantly, always say innovate and market. I mean, that's the key to success, is innovation and marketing.
Well, some people, Michelle, would say, well, why would Walmart go after the online marketing when it only represents 3% of their business today?
Well, it only represents 3% of their businesses because people don't think of Walmart as online, and Walmart really hasn't built that image and that brand. So when you think of online shopping, you think of Amazon, you think of eBay, but you don't think of Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you run into a situation where Amazon, no question, I mean, they've got a hold of the brand and the market because they were there first. And it's that old axiom in business, as you know, he who's there first wins. I mean, it's why Coke will always outsell Pepsi, because they were in the marketplace first. Does Amazon still hold that advantage? And for Walmart, even though they may not be able to do the numbers as Amazon is doing, being number two in this market's pretty sizable.
Yeah, and I don't know if I always agree with who's first wins, because that's not always accurate. It's who outspends and who outmarkets and who outbrands. And Coca-Cola just is so much better branded than Pepsi. Mm-hmm. They are just so much better branded. I mean, when you think of a soft drink, you always think of Coke, and it's not
right.
necessarily because they were there first. They just did a better job at branding. There's lots of companies that have come in after the fact, not soft drink wise, but I mean, like look at Apple. Apple mm-hmm. was not branded for the iPhone. BlackBerry was branded as a phone to use, as a smartphone to use, and Apple came out with iPhone and just killed BlackBerry, right?
Yeah.
And they weren't first
right.
to market.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So my point is Walmart could do it. You know, you just got to spend more money, and you got a brand. You got to brand yourself better. Now, Amazon, you're right, is a leader in the industry right now, but people also have issues with Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of branding, can we talk about politics for just a moment? Because you have two people that are very well branded, right? In Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You know, what's your insight, your leadership perspective there regarding these two candidates?
You know, my opinion, you know, I personally, I'm not for Hillary in the White House. I don't want the same old career politician. I want a business person in the White House. I want somebody that knows how to run a multi-billion-dollar company, not somebody who knows how to push paper and you know, push government down our throat. So I personally would prefer a business person in there. I know Donald Trump. I've met Donald Trump on several occasions. I know his family. And he's not the type of person he portrays himself to be on TV. He's actually very nice. He's actually very gentle. He's a great father and a great businessman. I cringe every time he opens his mouth sometimes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
well.
Exactly.
You know, and it was strategy. It was strategy in the preliminaries, and it's what got him as far as it's gotten him today. But now I think it's time to change a little and be more strategic instead of being more verbal. And he could kill Hillary if he was focused on, you know, all the things, you know, that she does wrong and you know, why we don't want her in office.
Right.
But he just does some crazy things that bite him. Go ahead.
We got about 20 seconds here real quick here.
Oh.
But, you know, just in terms of this president and what we need, what the country needs right now, we really need kind of a takeover type of CEO that can, you know, get this country back on track and maybe address this $19 trillion in debt we're dealing with, don't you think?
I do, and that's why I said I would vote for a business person way over another career politician.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
What you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Lone river, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style. Someday, you old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going.
The way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you from 9 to noon Eastern. This is Bill Martinez at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Of course, Little Moon River and the voice of Jimmy Osmond. Can you believe it? He's celebrating his 50th anniversary. I can't believe this. I mean, I remember watching, if we can say this, Jimmy, Little Jimmy Osmond, when you were with Andy Williams, your mentor, as you were growing up. It's hard to think 50 years, huh?
I thought every kid did what I did, but I started so young on Andy's show. You know, my brothers, the Osmond brothers, were discovered by Walt Disney, actually, and they were already regulars on Andy's show, and so I just wanted to join the group, but that was 50 years ago, if you can believe it, and what a ride it's been, you know?
Well, and the other thing, too, was that the Osmond brothers were already, you know, well-entrenched, and it wasn't like... I guess you were too cute to just, you know, bring you and try to assimilate you in. And Andy says, hey, look, we're going to keep you kind of apart from, you know, from the family. And you almost right off the bat had your own identity.
Well, it's really kind of wild because I was kind of like the little mascot, if you will. I was this little kid that would run out and sing a song and then run off and then come out for the finale, you know. And then, you know, we toured the world. And at the time, I was so young. We were in Japan, and the head of Sony came to my dad, who didn't know the word no, and they said, wouldn't it be cool if your son could record in Japanese? And so I was the first one in my family to ever record and have a hit record, but it was in Japanese, and I was 5 years old. It was a song called Chichana Koibito, but that's what kind of started me having my own records. They were all kind of novelty, kind of, you know, kid records, and yet I would still tour with the Osmonds and would tour the world together and be part of the group. But it would really bless my life to have my own identity. Emotionally, it helped me because you weren't so enmeshed, you know, in a group. But if you had to be enmeshed in a group, being in the Osmonds is a good group to be a part of.
Yeah, what a blessing. What a blessing. I mean, because here you are.
Unbelievable, you know. To still be friends after all these years with your siblings that have gone through, you know, all that we've been through, is really lucky, I think, in the entertainment business. That's something to celebrate. Not the 50 years in showbiz. It's the fact that we still love each other and we still work together, which is quite unique, I think.
It really is. And, Jimmy, you know, we're glad to hear that because, you know, today it seems that so much has been lost. Families are in such a disarray here in America. And the Osmonds and other families have been, you know, families that we've admired and looked to and have appreciated. And the Osmond family, I mean, your whole family story has been such a blessing, you know, to all of America. And here it is, you know, internationally as well. And
well, you know, what's kind of amazing is we still, you know, do 100-plus shows a year, my brothers and I, and I'm doing my own show now, which is a tribute to Andy Williams. But people come to the shows, and there are so many wonderful, good people and families and people that want to remember the quality. But it seems like, you know, the stuff that we turn on the news today, you know, it seems like we reward bad behavior. But that isn't really the norm. I mean, there's the vast majority are good people that have family values and you know, push back the world a little bit. And it's quite wonderful for me to see that, because sometimes you watch the news and you can kind of get a little callous in today's world. But there's great families everywhere, and I'm encouraged to know there's a vast majority of people that are good people, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's uplifting on many levels, and I think that, you know, maybe we're coming back to that point where, you know, we're so hungry for hearing, you know, good news and good stories. You know, I always feel like on this show, we try to, you know, present stories. Yes, we're presenting the news and politics because we want people to be aware and intelligent with what's happening in their world. But we also want to give them an opportunity to hear, you know, the good stories that people are doing. I mean, for you, you know, celebrating 53 years, I know people are blown away like I was going, you know, 50. It's hard to think that, but it goes so fast. And Andy Williams, I, you know, I grew up watching Andy Williams as well. I just so appreciated, you know, his skills and his ability and warmth and you know, hosting his TV shows. Tell our audience about Andy. I mean, you got to know him really well. I mean, all
well,
things considered.
He was like family to us, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I say, my brothers were the featured act on his TV shows, which were kind of like the equivalent of today's America's Got Talent or something like that, you know, that kind of exposure. And we were on it every week with him, trying to reinvent ourselves and come up with something new to stay on his shows. But he was the pioneer of variety television.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, the who's who of old Hollywood, would go on his shows. And in turn, we had the opportunity of working with just remarkable people from Sinatra to you name it, you know.
Yeah.
And later in life, it was a really happy story for me, because this year does mark my 50th year having worked with Andy, and we ended up building theaters next to each other in Branson, Missouri. And before he passed away, he said, "Jimmy, I want to be known for my music. I want that to continue. I want the tradition of our Christmas shows and my style of show to continue." He asked me to do Performing Arts Center there.
Right.
And I've been producing these shows, and people are coming from all over the world to see him. And now we're taking the shows to them. You know, I'm touring this show now called Moon River and Me, which is a pet project of Andy's. And
right.
It celebrates the award-winning music that he's had and, you know, the treasure trove of footage of all of the wonderful people that were on his shows. And people are loving it. And it's been so fun for me. I talk about full circle to end up, you know, keeping his legacy going and producing the Christmas shows and which is where I started, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of a really neat experience for me.
Well, what a ride. I mean, to think at 3 years old, who would have thought 50 years later you would be in charge of the legacy and mantle of one Andy Williams, and, you know, that comes with his blessing, right?
I own his theater, and with his family's blessings, I'm taking this Moon River and Me show out, and we've taken the Christmas show out to Europe and around the country. And like I say, I think people really are just craving going to something that makes you feel warm and fuzzy and remembering the easier day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a part of that and having people forget their troubles for 2 hours when they come to these shows is really a neat thing to be a part of.
You know, you mentioned the Christmas shows. Those were always real special. I mean, that... you know, was all part of the staple of, you know, 60s America was the Christmas shows of Andy Williams. I mean, it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
And with the Osmond family, I mean, it...
Do you remember the Cookie Bear?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, sure.
Yeah, I used to do skits with the Cookie Bear on the Christmas show. I still have the Cookie Bear costume.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, and speaking, I mean, here, 5 years old, let's go back, and you were talking about, you know, you're recording, you know, a record in Japanese. I mean, at 5, you're still trying to learn English, and now your dad, your never say no business manager father says, oh, yeah, he can sing Japanese,
so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, so, looking at all the different experiences that we've had, it's just been such a tapestry of neat opportunities. But it all began with Andy Williams. He was the guy that stuck his neck out for us, and he continues to bless our lives today.
Well, and as you say, you know, with your family, you know, with Donnie and Marie and the rest of the siblings, and the show continues, and you're still performing pretty regularly there in Branson, right?
Yes, and not only just in Branson, but, you know, Donnie and Marie perform in Las Vegas quite as kind of a residency. Mm-hmm. And my show, Moon River and Me, will actually be going to Vegas here as well later in the month. But we're touring all across the country. We're going to Indiana next, and then New Mexico. And then I take the show to the UK for 27 shows there.
Wow.
And so hopefully the show will continue, because it sure is a lot of fun to do, and people seem to really love it.
Well, yeah, without a doubt, especially in Andy Williams Theater. I imagine that would be something they'd want to see with some regularity there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you know, we go over Christmas, you know, we'll do, you know, 6 shows a week there. But I also have a lot of other artists that perform at the Andy Williams Theater, and like Terry Fader. You remember Terry? He'll be there this weekend. But I'll have over 400 shows that I'll produce there, including our Christmas shows. And again, we're taking these shows out on the road as well. But, yeah, you know, I think, like I said earlier, people just can't get enough of remembering these songs that were the music of their lives.
And, exactly.
And, you know, I don't sing like Andy Williams, but when they hear the songs and it takes them back, and they hear the guest artist that I have on the show that sings songs, Andy songs as well, they just love it. And we're getting young kids coming now, which, you know, because that whole 60s vibe is kind of cool for these young kids. And I've got this guy that was on Britain's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. He's only 19 years old, but he sings like Michael Bublé and Andy Williams together, you know. I mean,
wow,
that's great.
Well, Jimmy, congratulations on your 50th anniversary as a performer. This year, congratulations on the tour, and, you know, of course, the blessing of the Andy Williams, you know, family to, you know, take Moon River and Me on the road to all these places. Now, if people want to follow you, whether it's Branson or in Europe, where can they go for more information? Is there a website?
Well, yeah, we have a website called AndyWilliamsShow.com, which will take you to the Moon River and Me and site and show you the shows that are going on there.
Well, that's great.
Or you can go to AndyWilliamsTAC.com and see what's happening at the theater in Branson. But
worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.